Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 on November the 22nd. Good morning. It is Thanksgiving week, and soon it is coming. That's right.
What's it?
It's coming. The juggernaut. The epitome of all big days. Black Friday is quickly approaching.
Well, they're making it a day early now, you know. That's spreading across the nation that it's going to be starting on Thanksgiving. So they're moving it back. Black Friday is now Black Flah. Flah's Black Flah.
530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live on KCNR1460.com, and we're chatting. And by the way, our streaming numbers keep going straight up, you know, every month. So more and more people are listening. Thank you. And, you know, just jump into the chat pack. It's easy. Just sign in. And speaking of signing in and being easy, here's Bad Bob.
And good morning. I got to get our conspiracy theory folks in the community going.
All right.
Anybody besides me note the four Blackhawks making numerous rounds yesterday?
Yes.
I wonder what that was all
from
about.
Our
that
house.
Ought to get people going.
Indy guys, put on that foil hat again.
I saw it yesterday while I was talking on the phone, and I was standing in our dining room overlooks downtown, and I said, I am on the phone. I can't believe there's four helicopters. Of course, I didn't know what they were, but they're, you know, of course, in succession. And I thought, what are they? Are they? Where are they going?
Well, they're coming over. Bit of formation work. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, they were coming over so they could identify all those chips that were in people that's been inserted into people, and make sure they were working before the takeover in January.
They knew that's called Black Friday. They're getting ready for Black Friday. All the thousands and millions of dollars that everyone's going to be spending, they're here to carry the load.
They were very heavy nervousness in that laughter.
They were transcribing every conversation that was going on at that point and loading it back up and then sending it to the NSA in the sky.
Anyway. Are you going to do your introduction so we can hurry up and get going here with our good stuff?
Okay. Well, I did. I talked about Bad Bob.
Oh.
And then, today on the show, we're going to have Cascade Christmas.
What about me?
Well, I'm going to get to you in a second. And then we're
going to
have Ted Leidy.
You're going to have to wait?
Ted Leidy, NRA. He's an NRA instructor. We're going to talk about concealed weapon carry and shooting and other things that affect people in the Second Amendment. But talking about people that affect other people.
You know what?
She is.
You're making me.
Here
torture
she
me.
Is.
You're Linda. Torturing me. Make me wait. That's, you know what, I have to share with our listeners, of course. It's like,
You've been talking since the beginning. It's not like you aren't here.
I haven't been sharing. 49 degrees downtown right now. Of course, it's a rainy day, and we're going to have high temperatures of around 54 with a chance of showers tonight around 40 degrees.
The weather rock is wet.
The weather rock is wet. Love that. I have to share with you. Okay, so our day gets crazy busy, and so does everybody else. It's not like, you know, we stand out and, you know, we're special or separate, but our day gets crazy busy. So we've worked this deal out where we have a trainer that comes to the house two times a week, and a shout out to Carl, because Carl, our trainer, and Carl, my husband, because we have him come at 5:30 in the morning. So 5:30 in the morning, 5:15, the alarm doesn't go off. We jump out of bed. We throw on our slickers. Of course, it's raining out. And we, you know what? We walked in the rain this morning. You know how invigorating it was to walk in the rain around the block with the dog? Every time we do that, Carl says, my Carl, your Carl, KCNR's Carl, says, we should do this every day. because there's something about getting the blood pumping. Now, I also know that when it's rainy like this, I want to just give me some hot chocolate or some tea or coffee and cuddle up. Maybe you work out later in the day. But I have to tell you, if you've got the blues, if you ever get that, you know, walk around the block in the rain, it's fabulous. Anyway. So I had to share that. And
Elk Killer doesn't need a slicker. Elk Killer runs underneath us.
We have some really topical things we want to talk about when we get back. But first, let's go to
Josh Wiley from Wells Fargo, our advisor there with the Market Minute. And what's happening now that the Super Committee has had a couple problems there, Josh?
Well, good morning. Not a whole lot. I must say I'd go for the tea and coffee, but that's my own opinion there. But not a whole lot happening this morning. U.S. stock index futures were pointing to a slightly lower open. Stocks searched for direction as investors weighed debt crises both here and abroad. Rating agencies said there were no immediate plans to downgrade the U.S. credit rating following the failure to reach an agreement on reducing the budget deficit. Currently, the Dow's down 32 points at 11,515, while the NASDAQ is down 1 at 2,522, and the S&P 500 is down 2 at 1,191. Oil's up $1.51 a barrel at 98.43, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.94%. Gold's down $13.30 at 1,693. Silver's up 87 cents at $32.06. Some of the most actively traded stocks this morning, Microsoft's down 17 pennies at 24.82. Verizon's down a nickel at 36.02, while Qualcomm is up a quarter at 54.52. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thank you so much.
Like the way
we
you
have
say
that Market Minute at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 in the morning, and again in the afternoon. Okay, we're going to take a quick break.
Welcome to KCNR 1460. We love you being right here with us.
We have a new person in the chat room, and by the way, good morning to Angel and Sun Gold and Oz, and then Clam Juice. Good morning, Clam Juice.
I love it.
Welcome to the chat room.
Family owned and operated since 1953 with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230 or online at fjredding.com.
Come into Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive near the corner of Mistletoe and Hilltop. Locally owned and operated since 2007, personalized customer service is our specialty. Here at Bibles, Books, and More, we offer on-site Bible imprinting and mail-to-jail services. Special orders are no problem at Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Baugh, 7:14 in the morning, November the 22nd. Hope everybody's doing well. It's Thanksgiving week. It's holiday week. But
all right.
Something happened on this date.
Well, while Bob works on a clip, I'm going to read you a little bit on this day in history. Where were you on this day? Many of you remember, you can share with us by a call, 605-4567, or you can go into our chat room at kcnr1460.com. John Fitzgerald Kennedy, the 35th President of the United States, was assassinated while traveling through Dallas, Texas, in an open-top convertible. First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy rarely accompanied her husband on political outings, but she was beside him along with Texas Governor John Connally and his wife for a 10-mile motorcade through the streets of downtown Dallas on November 22nd. Sitting in a Lincoln convertible, the Kennedys and Connallys waved at the large and enthusiastic crowds gathered along the parade route while they were going through the parade. As their vehicle passed the Texas School Book Depository Building at 12:30 p.m., Lee Harvey Oswald allegedly fired three shots from the sixth floor, fatally wounding President Kennedy and seriously injuring Governor Connally. Kennedy was pronounced dead 30 minutes later at Dallas Parkland Hospital. He was just 46 years old.
Yeah, that you know, it's kind of you know, it's interesting about where everybody was at that point.
The next day, November 23rd, President Johnson issued his first proclamation, declaring November 25th to be a day of national mourning for the slain president. What I find interesting is that they call it Black Friday. It's the biggest day to shop, but really, when you think back in history, November 25th was considered to be a national day of mourning.
The and one of Angel says here in the chat room, I remember the teachers told us to go home, and we went home. The entire school was let go, all these kids. I think we all did what they said. We waited for our parents. And, you know, it's true. I remember I was in school when that happened, and we were sent home. And, you know, it's probably one of those things, the first things you really remember on a national level back in, you know, at this date. I was, oh, gosh, what, 12? Something like that. And it was probably, you know, you remember, you know, you remember things in your life before that, but this is the really first one.
Well, I'll tell you what really hit home for me, Carl, is when we went to Arlington Cemetery to bury your cousin, and the procession of the horses and the caisson, the band, to be right in the center of that, and to think about what that must have been like for the city as the First Lady is walking behind her husband in a casket. And we can't, that memory is, the visual is seared in our brains, in our memory, and all of our, anybody who's been alive since those days can remember on such a visceral level, on so many levels. But we do have a clip that kind of remember, and let's do remember that this was a day.
Secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment.
Man, did that just send a chill down your spine?
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with some, you know, things that are have a lot less impact on than the death of John F. Kennedy.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take the unused cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Hazardous Waste Facility. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201. And enjoy that turkey.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. the law office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday, November 27th.
As we bring you The Best Thanksgiving Ever by the Audio Improv Players.
Let's just say that Norman Rockwell would never paint a picture of this dysfunctional family.
Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Dr. Julie Gussenhoven, optometrist,
Kent's Meats and Groceries in Kathy's Deli,
and Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, 7:21 in the morning. 49 degrees and it's raining out there. The weather rock is wet.
Now, if you were at a wedding and you were and you heard that music,
I would just be, hey.
You'd probably get up and
I'd
say, come
gatoring.
On.
I'd be gatoring at that point. Okay. Okay, the Super Committee. The Super Committee that was put together that says, hey, guess what? You know, if Congress can't get it together, this Super Committee will make the cuts. They'll get together. They'll do these agreements, and they can give it to President Obama, who has been pretty much hands-off. And let me just – Congress Super Committee conceded defeat Monday in its quest to conquer a government debt that stands at a staggering $15 trillion – unable to overcome deep and enduring political divisions.
My mouth hangs open in surprise.
Well, you know, and the stock market just
closed
it. The stock market went to pieces, and let's just face it. And Europe is just like, oh gosh, you know, the Americans. You know what this is? You know what it does is, can these people make a tough decision? Can they make a tough decision? Where is President Obama and his leadership? What is he doing? And you know what? And I don't care if it was Obama or whoever's in there. You know what? We're $15 trillion in debt, and we can't even agree on how to make some cuts or raise income here. And so at the same time that Greece, Italy, Spain, and other European countries are reeling, and they are, governments are falling. So what's this mean? This means is that this automatic $1 trillion of cuts has to be made. And let me tell you, my friends, it goes across government programs in the Pentagon. The Pentagon will be devastated. They've already had a $450 billion cut. Another $400 billion will just change the Department of Defense like you can't believe. Plus all the way across the other government agencies. Now, that starts in 2013. So what's that tell you? A new administration and a new Congress or a new way of looking at things can fix that, can change it before it automatically starts. But this is just, you know, at this point, does anybody feel like this is kind of ridiculous? That we can't get together and say our country's in trouble here and we can't get together and figure out how really to fix this? Or is this just because this is an election year and nobody really wants to fix it so they can point fingers at each other so when the election starts? Thought about that one?
I think the whole political thing gets to be exhausting, and I know that, you know, people will associate a lot of talk radio with, you know, being topical with so many things that are going on politically, and we choose to do that on certain days. And of course, this is something that's just, you know, obviously come over the wire. We also had our news guy here bring us something about how Brown's been out and Gavin Newsom is acting governor for a while. Nobody knows exactly where he is. It's been He's gone off someplace. I'll tell you one thing.
Well, would you, if you were the governor of California, would you tell people where you are or even who you are? Hey, you know what? We do have some good news. Yeah, you know, we've supported the Women's Refuge and the Family Justice Center since the very beginning. The Women's Refuge and the Family Justice Center are getting ready to partner up. And
that's fabulous.
The Women's Refuge is going to run the Shasta Family Justice Center permanently. Now, if you remember when the Family Justice Center was set up under a grant, and no money was ever used from our tax dollars on this, the idea was that it was going to be, you know, money was going to come from grants. But it's going to make, since they've merged together, you got Gene King, who is going to be running it, along with Michael Burke, who is the only paid employee, by the way, of the Family Justice Center.
You ran into him yesterday.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
I'm really excited about the downtown and the downtown
mall. This is great. You know what? They should do that. They should merge together because of the things they do. All right, now, last 4 minutes here, I'm going to talk about something that really has no importance anywhere.
Yes, it does, because it's Shasta Women's Refuge last year. And every year does Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. And so, of course, that was a spinoff from Dancing with the Stars, which I think is in its, what, ninth or tenth year? Maybe it's eight. I don't know.
Tenth year, something like that.
It's just continued to grow. It's gotten bigger and it's gotten better. And this year, we have just really enjoyed watching it because...
J.R. Martinez, who is an Iraqi war veteran who was wounded severely in an IED explosion that literally burnt his ear off, scarred his face, in his arm, in his leg. Instead of letting that destroy his life or get him down, Martinez came back and became an actor, and I think it was in a soap opera.
By fluke. He just happened. They wanted a real Iraqi wounded veteran. And that's how it happened. He happened to be at the right place at the right time. They liked him so much, they had him come back, and they wrote in a reoccurring role for him. That was just a kind of a one-time deal.
Okay.
So that's a great story.
I didn't know that. But he's an articulate spokesman for the Wounded Warriors of America. But so he went into this Dancing with the Stars, and is in the finals.
Which means there's three people.
There's only three people left. And you know what? You know, I've only watched this only because Linda watched it. And that's why I watched it.
And you also danced last year, and you know how hard it is. People don't think it's hard. It is. You have to become athletic. At this point, they have had to get their game on big time.
Yeah, I mean, and they're out there in front of millions of people and the whole thing. But here's the bottom line is for the first time in my life, I picked up a phone, and I voted over the phone.
We did.
We took our phones, and we voted for Martinez. Because here's a guy that, I mean, first of all, he's dancing really well. And I know this is just not really high in the point of what people are, but here's a guy that could have turned inward. He could have. He's been, I mean, you need to take, a, I mean, his face was really injured. Like I said, I'm not kidding you when I say his ear is gone. And the side of his face is completely scarred.
His eyebrow. It's like a little nub.
Yeah, plastic surgery has obviously been done. But it is still this man's smile and his spirit. And when in his first dance last night, he didn't get the highest scores. And he didn't go, oh, the judges don't like
me.
He's
such a gentleman.
He goes, you know, I was off. I was a step too fast. And he took responsibility.
He's a class act.
For his dancing. He took responsibility instead of like these others who whine and cry that the judges just don't like them. But it's like J.R. Martinez has taken that step in life that, you want people to take a look at this man and go, here's a man that was injured in the defense of our country who has not quit, who puts himself out there in front of millions of people with, you know, injuries that would keep some people in the darkness. And he doesn't. He is out there as a spokesman for our warriors. And I couldn't be more proud of this man. And so did I vote for him? Yes. Would I vote for him again? Yes. Because, you know what, that's the way I can support him. I can't call him and say, you're doing a great job, JR. But what I can do is I can vote for JR.
And I'll say quickly, it's not a pity vote. Because you can't get to where he is and not be good. Last night, he did get three tens. And they weren't because, because he's really busted his butt. We want you guys to think about that at the break. We're going to go to Fox News. Coming right back, we're going to talk about a Cascade Christmas. KCNR 1460. Go for it.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street wavering in early morning trading following disappointing news on the U.S. economy at 10 a.m. Eastern. The Dow now down by just 8 points. The U.S. economy grew at a slower pace than expected over the summer as businesses cut back on restocking their shelves. According to the Commerce Department, third quarter GDP came in at an annual pace of 2%. Economists say if businesses foresee more demand, this could lead to stronger growth in the current quarter. Netflix has raised money, roughly $400 million. The rental company sold stock and bonds in a move that analysts say shows that obtaining video content is expensive. Netflix says revenues will be flat until its subscriber base increases. And Pfizer reportedly moving into retail. The Wall Street Journal says in an effort to hang on to sales from its cholesterol fighter Lipitor, the drug maker is planning to sell pills at generic prices directly to patients. Lipitor is due to lose its patent protection at the end of the month. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
Hi. I'm a home. The one with a roof, walls, and all the things that make me yours. Things like your comfy couch, entertainment center, and that lamp you just couldn't live without. These are the things that you could lose in a flood. And homeowners insurance doesn't cover floods. Even just a few inches of water in your home can cost you tens of thousands of dollars. But in moderate to low risk areas, flood insurance starts as low as $129 a year. Visit floodsmart.gov to learn what a flood could cost you.
The only diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. Celebrate Christmas this year with diamonds from the Gold Mart. Free layaway till Christmas, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Support our local veterans by making your donation this month during RABA's second annual Salute to North State Veterans. Many are in need of transportation to and from work, home, support, and medical services. With your kind donation, RABA can provide passes making our veterans' lives easier. Please call 906-6312 or stop by the Gold Mart located in the Town and Country Shopping Center to make your donation. For every dollar raised, RABA will provide a free bus pass to a local veteran. Call 906-6312 or stop by the Gold Mart today and say thank you to our vets.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. Celebrate Christmas this year with diamonds from the Gold Mart. Free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Shasta Regional Medical Center's Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center, Fleet Feet, or Shasta Family YMCA to register. Or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. The whole family can join in on the fun at the Turkey Trot on Thanksgiving morning. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the little gobblers 8 years and under, the 2 mile walk fun run for the entire family, and for the more serious runner, the timed 6 mile race. Register by November 15th to guarantee a sweatshirt in your size. Shasta Regional Medical Center's Couch to Turkey Trot is on. Start off your Thanksgiving Day with a family tradition the whole family will enjoy. And be sure to enter the Couch to Turkey Trot drawing for a free $500 gift certificate for a couch at Kubler's Furniture. Trot on down and register today at Shasta Regional Medical Center, Fleet Feet, or Shasta Family YMCA. All proceeds from the Turkey Trot will benefit Shasta Family YMCA, plus one mentors, Shasta Family Justice Center, and Girls on the Run. For more questions, go to ShastaRegional.com.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back, KCNR 1460. Currently, 48 degrees downtown. Of course, it's raining, but we love it today. It looks like tonight we're going to get to be around 54 degrees. Chance of showers tonight with a low of 46. And the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We've had a great morning, half of the morning so far, and this is really a cheery time right here because we're talking about the show of the year. We love a Cascade Christmas, and tis the season. So with us this morning is Jenna Laird. Welcome.
Thank you.
And Victoria Graham, welcome.
Good morning, everyone.
We're actually, a little bit later, in just a few minutes, well, Mrs. Claus will be here. Jenna, tell our listeners this morning, radio is such a visual thing. Can you give us a visual of the Cascade Christmas this year?
The show this year starts off with a beautiful London version of the Twas the Night Before Christmas, where the singers actually are with their children on stage, and they start off singing this version, and then it goes into this children's fantasy world of each one going to the North Pole and having their own little fantasy and excursion there with Santa and Mrs. Claus. Each of them have a dream that they have come true, and then the second act starts off with this awesome tap number. Mm. Straight off of Broadway. It's incredible.
Ooh.
And Santa taps, Santa dances, Santa sings. Santa is in every single number in the second act. He's very involved, and Mrs. Claus, they wrap up the whole show. It's phenomenal.
Well, every year we know that this has just been an incredible, but this year is also incredible, but different.
It is different. We have... the costumes are different. All of the backdrops are different. The music is different. We actually have a live musician on stage for the Nativity, which is different this year. The show always wraps up with a version of the Nativity. This year it features violinist Kendra Wyack, who is wonderful. She performs with Garrett Vigors a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So lots
wasn't
of neat
she
elements.
Also the one that went out on the road with Rod Stewart? Doesn't
yes.
she have that history?
Oh.
Yeah, so she's one of
she's
those
amazing.
Phenomenal and has a great history. A Reading girl.
Yep.
Reading girl. Well, let's talk a little bit. I want to go back a little bit of the history of how, what the history was with the Cascade Christmas. And we all know, kind of, some people heard this or heard that, but we'd like to know how the changing of the production, the changing of the production company. And let's just, you know, it's exciting to embrace a new regime. But we love our good friend who's out on the road with.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yes. Yeah, So, Cascade Christmas started almost 8 years ago, and it started off as just a small preview to a video they were going to show, It's a Wonderful Life, and turned out that they had such a great response from that little preview that Dance Project did, because Dance Project was such a high-caliber, tight-knit, professional dance group, and everyone asked for more, and every year they asked for a little bit more, mm-hmm. a little bit more. So then they decided, you know what, let's make a Christmas show. And James Santos, the original director.
Shout out to James.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He actually used to perform in Radio City for their Christmas Spectacular every year. So he had an idea of something new that he wanted to bring to the area.
And there was a lot of that feeling in the Cascade Christmas, the Radio mm-hmm. City Music
That's
Hall
right.
girls, you know, the girls dressed the same with the kick line. And mm-hmm. But there was a lot of that Broadway, New York, what you would see in a major production like that would remind you of Radio City Music Hall. This now has taken on a different flair.
So what happened is after Dance Project finished out their season, there was some concern about if we were going to continue the show or not, and the community was the one that responded and said, yes, please keep it alive. We love it. It's become a tradition. We go to it every year. We want to keep it alive. It's something we really look forward to. So the Cascade approached me and asked me to see if I would be interested in continuing on something of that caliber. And I've been with the show since its conception, and so we've just continued going on. And what we've done is we've really evaluated the show. You know, what are the things that the audience wants to see again? What are some new elements we can bring in? And so that's where we've gone.
So are you head of the production, or are you directing?
I am directing. I conceived, directed, produced everything this year.
You conceived. So. And by the way, with child, so she
is. Oh, yeah, she's producing in other ways.
I just think it must be so interesting if you journal what's going on with the production aspect and the fact that you have two. You know, how inspired you are during the point of as you have this life growing in you. It's just interesting to mm-hmm. see, you know, the analogy of conceiving a show and bringing it forward. We're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we want to talk to Mrs. Claus because she's in the house and hear about some of the scenes, give away tickets, and talk more about a Cascade Christmas. We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
Thank you.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
You want to go to Wind River, but you don't want to miss the game. We know that. That's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our recently opened Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Now between bingo and blackjack, you can grab a bite and check out the game at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. We've got everything you need to be the entertainment guru for your group. Starting with the early bird happy hour from 4 to 6. Sports on TV all day long. Now, we didn't forget about the ladies. Overtime Sports Bar and Grill has a kickin' DJ. So while you're having a frosty cold one, she can boot scoot and boogie all night long. Don't worry, guys, you can still see the TVs from the dance floor. Sunday games are back and more awesome than ever. A cut above the rest with a player in mind. Be one of the few privileged to catch your favorite team every Sunday in Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge and in the River's Edge Poker Room. Never miss another play. Sunday games at Wind River Casino. Log on to WindRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindebaugh. 7:44 in the morning. It's November the 22nd. 49 degrees out there. It's raining. Looks like it's going to be raining most of the day. Yeah. Yes. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, the finest coffee at the best prices, fixed for you. Fix those lattes all fixed.
Fact,
by just great. The great ladies down there.
I have to go get beans today.
That's right. We're going to go down there and do some Christmas shopping for when we, because you can get great prices on coffee beans down
coffee
there.
Coffee beans, take the deluxe, to the family.
Any type of coffee making any type of coffee making appliance that you would want. French presses, the Italian presses, the whole thing. And then they'll teach you even how to use it, which is they just don't hand it to you and say, now this is what you do, this is how you do it. It's just a great place, and veterans get discounts there. Joe and Shelley support this community so much. We can't say enough about them. And they're having they have the special coffees now. What is it?
Jack Frost.
And they're having...
I think they have a pumpkin latte, yeah. Latte too.
All types of things. You know. And it is absolutely great. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
All right. We're talking to right now. And, of course, we're taking your calls, too, if you have questions for Cascade Christmas. We're so excited with the brand new production, head to toe, left to right, top to bottom. New costumes, new scenery, new music, all conceived by Jana Laird. I am blown away. The fact that this production is actually just a brand new born production. And at the Cascade, how many people in the cast?
There's 36 in the cast.
36 people in the cast that you had to audition, go through the ritualistic part of what it is to audition, figure out who's going to be great for what part. If anybody's ever been in any kind of production, to do something that this magnitude is just huge. Hats off to you. And I understand we have Mrs. Claus in the house.
Yes, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Mrs. Claus. We're so glad that you took a break.
So, Mrs. Claus, what do you do when Santa's out for the night?
I put my feet up. It's been a very busy time getting him ready. And sometimes, you know, it gets really cold out there, and he doesn't always want to go, so I have to make sure he goes and takes care of things on Christmas Eve.
Now, when we see the production on Mrs. Claus, of course, played by our famous Victoria Graham, who you've seen in so many productions here locally, or if you've seen her in a production, you know that she is one of the North State's finest actresses.
Thank you.
It's very sweet. Mean it. And so when you're Mrs. Claus and in the production, do you sing? And does Santa sing?
Yes, we do. That was one of the attractions for me. Jenna had told me a few months before that what she was thinking about in her conceiving of the show, and that she really wanted Santa and Mrs. Santa to be a big part of that, and that they would be singing. So for this show, another way that it's different is that it is mostly live singing, and of course a lot of gorgeous music in general, but the kids, the dancers, everybody gets in the act, and we have some magnificent singers in this show that are featured. So it truly be part of that. So I got very excited, and to play such an iconic character as Mrs. Santa, and what you could do to bring her to life was just a real challenge.
Well, you get to do your own. Did you create your own twist on Mrs. Claus?
Oh, yes. We didn't want her, you know, she's not just bustling about in the background. This is Santa's and Mrs. Claus's party. And we're here to welcome everyone. We're here to move things along. And it's fun. And I'm blessed in that I get to work with the amazing Cal Hunter, who is our Santa.
Oh
God. He gets the suit on. He is just...
Wow.
It is something. And he has been nothing but a joy to interact with. And we're very busy in the show.
So the two of you are interacting. You're singing. You're dancing. Jana, when you were selecting music... is there anything in the show that's first time we're hearing it as original, or is it stuff? How did you select the music?
Yeah,
that's a very good question. I did a lot of listening for many, many months. I think one of my favorite parts of the show is a version of "Baby, It's Cold Outside" with Santa and Mrs. Claus, but it's reversed. So Mrs. Claus is trying to get him to go, and he's saying, "Baby, it's cold outside. I want to stay in." It's adorable.
It's
so
fine.
And that's actually something that my husband and I ended up thinking of at 3 a.m.
Wouldn't it be fun to try this?
See, that's priceless. I've never seen any. That's great. Mm-hmm. See, that right there, I'm sure we'll encourage you. And, of course, we're going to, you know what we're going to do right now? We've got two tickets, but these are actually what they're called vouchers. So you can select which night. The performances, we're going to talk about opening night here, but the performances start on Black Friday, so you could shop all day and then go to the Cascade Christmas. Take your kids. I have two vouchers, which will be for any one of those nights that you select, but you have to go to the box office. We'll give you the vouchers. That's how it works now. You come here, get the vouchers, go to the box office, pick the night of the tickets that you want, so the night of the performance you can hand your tickets to the ticket taker at the front. So first caller, 605-4567. There you go. We'll find out who is on the line, and congratulations. I'm sure you're going to have a great time. I think I'm going Thursday right after my show.
Okay.
I'm in about 5 minutes early. Carl, let's go down there, and we'll see. I am so excited about seeing a Cascade Christmas. Can you, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, let's just wait. We just got like 30 seconds here. What else can you tell us in this short amount of time before we come back?
Part of the thrill for me has been to be able to work with some wonderfully talented children. And you'll be seeing a lot of children that represent the arts here in Reading, and they're just to die for.
Whose phone is
isn't. Hey, George, congratulations. Poor Bob. He only has two hands, but let me tell you, he needs eight right now. Bob, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Carl's just looking at all the mayhem going on. I'm sure you probably have some questions. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Wait a minute. I'm doing my leaps across the studio. Okay, I'm back. That was great. I bet you didn't know I could pirouette like that and leap, and hold.
And not have any groin damage.
Boy, we should have put him into the show.
That's it. Speaking of the show, you had, to our show, you have 36 actors and dancers and singers in this. How many people applied for this? This was really
auditioned?
An audition for this. That's what I meant.
At our auditions, we had over 120 people audition.
120 people auditioned for this show. And this show, you have to winnow that down to 36. That must have been tough.
It was very tough. It's probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to do.
Yeah, and it's because people want to be in this, and I imagine, So anyway, this is something that and this is where it used to be kind of a combination between the dance project and the Cascade Theater. Now the Cascade Theater is just putting this on, right?
The Cascade Theater and JPR are producing the show.
Well, I think that's great, and because it's a great show. And it's going to be,
serves the community very well.
It's become part of our holiday season.
Tradition. Mm-hmm. North Day tradition.
And traditions are great. I mean, some people go, oh, traditions. No, traditions are needed. We've been in the chat room is talking about legacies and mentors and how it used to be that people that were in charge of things wanted to be like a father or a mentor. And leave a legacy. Mm-hmm. See, I see this as something like that. That
exactly.
That this is
leaving
a legacy. A tradition where people can look forward to something that you're doing it out of a selflessness. You're not doing it for monetary gain or anything like this. You're doing this out of a selflessness to bring something of joy and something that's going to last for people. Mm-hmm. And I think we need that kind of spirit in our country. And you two epitomized that.
Well, it's true. The Cascade, I think the Cascade Theater has been a lot for Reading. I've had long ties with it now through the restoration and the opening, and now to see that continuing on this long and be part of the new show for this is just a real honor.
You used to help run the
early days. Well, when it opened, I was the house manager for the first year and a half or so. So
you were there when it first, yes, reincarnated.
It's another home for me.
It's a beautiful stage, and there's no other sound.
And it's perfect for this show.
Oh, so excited. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the dates again, and congratulations, George. You have to come by the station, of course, to pick up, redeem those two vouchers. But the dates of the show are...
It opens this Friday, Black Friday, November 25th, with a 7 p.m. show, and then the Saturday, the 26th, with a 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. show, following next weekend on December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, with shows at 2 and 7.
So you are doing double shows.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
You have to have your chops in shape for a four-hour. I mean, there's just, you know, people don't realize you just don't walk on stage. There's a whole... there's a preparation that you go into, an energy and upness, to be stretched out and warmed up and everything. So, wow, this is intense. And Jenna, just hats off to you for creating, for putting yourself out there, for opening up the realms of newness and possibilities. It's great to stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And we're taking a Cascade Christmas here, or you're taking a Cascade Christmas, but we're all going to be part of this new Cascade Christmas.
We are starting another tradition.
Exactly.
There you go. Okay. So
thank you, Jenna
Laird.
Grab
your tickets,
happy
everybody.
Thanksgiving, everyone.
And thank you, Victoria Graham, who is playing Mrs. Claus. And we will see you there at the Cascade Theater.
Okay. Our next segment, we're going to have Ted Leidy in here. We're going to be talking. Just change the subject a little bit and go into the National Rifle Association and the concealed carry and the new laws concerning the Second Amendment. It's very similar to what we've been talking about. You know, you're leaving a legacy. So we're also going to talk about a variety of other things when we come back on that. But you know, here's the thing about, and we've still got the ladies here. You know,
Santa carries.
Well, it depends on which neighborhood he's in. What do you think, Miss Claus? When you
start he's got all this reindeer with a spiky little.
Yeah,
when you go out there, do you prep Santa with getting him out on the?
Well, I do talk to him about being careful and staying warm. And
I bet you Blixen and Donner. I bet you they are his personal bodyguards. I mean, they're bad.
They sound like
kicked by a reindeer. Oh my God!
Yeah, or getting gored. I'm gonna gore you. Have you been gored by reindeer antlers? We're going out there, aren't we? So.
Well, the thing is that we're talking about because when I was dancing around, people saying that I need a tutu for a variety of reasons. I'm not sure that male dancers need tutus, but
it depends on what production you're watching. It's not a Cascade Christmas. Anyway, go ahead. You've got on your mind.
Well, just the last thing is as we were sitting here was when you're producing on this, and you've got 7-year-old kids here. And they go all the way up to what age? I mean, you got from 7 to what?
The kids?
Not kids, but just your cast is from 7 to...
All the way up to...
70?
60? 60-ish, I would say.
60-ish? Okay, so the attention span of when you're working with everybody, are you breaking them down into just groups, and then, or is it when you get everybody together, whose attention span is the best, the 60-year-olds or the 7-year-olds? Or are they same?
That's a good question.
Well, got a minute left.
Same. Yeah.
Well, talk to Chrissy, our choreographer, would be a person to talk to, but she's used to dealing with, I would say, with children, you do operate probably in a different model where things are broken down into chunks, smaller chunks. Mm-hmm. But these kids also have been through dance, and they're doing things. They are phenomenally well-focused.
They take direction well.
And, yes, they're still kids. So once everything ends, boy, there's, and you have to make sure you get their attention back, and then you'd start on the next thing. That's my experience.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Cascade Christmas. And remember, it's going to be down at the Cascade Theater. It's starting soon.
Don't miss it.
Well, you know, I think it's going to, again.
In my belly.
Again, a tradition that is just chicken. Outstanding. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. When we come back, we're going to be talking, like I said, with Ted Lighty. We're going to be talking concealed carry and those laws that can affect people and when they're defending themselves.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Three American students detained amid the chaos in Cairo, Egypt. 4 days of deadly demonstrations that some protesters call a second revolution. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin monitoring live in London.
And Fox confirming the three are Derek Sweeney from Jefferson, Missouri, Gregory Porter of Glenside, Pennsylvania, and Luke Gates of Bloomington, Indiana, all aged 20 or 21, study abroad students who arrived in Cairo this fall. That's according to the American University, the Egyptian capital. The men apparently arrested during ongoing violent protests against Egypt's security forces. The university says it's unclear if they've been able to call home.
Alistair, the super deficit cutting committee's failure leaves Congress with more work to do, like extending unemployment benefits and the payroll tax cut and keeping the government funded. Then there's the automatic spending cuts the committee's failure triggered. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz looks at those live at the White House.
Those automatic cuts affect both domestic and defense spending. Those affecting defense have become a major concern, particularly coming on top of what's already been lopped off the defense budget. Arizona GOP Senator John McCain says those cuts have to be stopped.
Military chiefs have said these cuts would be totally devastating. We live in a dangerous world, as we should know.
President Obama vowed to veto any attempt to halt the automatic cuts without coming up with a comprehensive plan, like the super committee failed to do. And the president says it has to have equal spending reductions and tax increases. Dave?
Now, Mike, stocks are falling again today. The Dow's down 73 points after the government said the economy wasn't quite as strong last quarter as first thought, revising growth down from 2.4 to just 2%. An SAT cheating scandal gets bigger in New York. 11 students turned themselves in Long Island, some accused of paying others to take the tests for them.
It's a shame because, you know, kids are getting like a bad name now.
I think the kids should be expelled from school.
Initially, it was 6 students at one school. Now 3 schools are involved. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Quiet, everybody, quiet. We at Duluth Trading have got to come up with a way to solve the plumber's butt problem. It's rampant, not to mention revolting. No bad ideas. Fleener?
Get them to stop stooping over.
Bad idea.
Make the plumbing higher.
Against code.
Make the back of their pants higher.
Sounds mom jean-ish.
I know. A t-shirt with an arrow and the words, "My sideways smile is only for you."
Oh, for crying out loud.
A Davy Crockett hat with extensions.
Too expensive.
Butt putty.
Yeah.
Flesh-colored duct tape.
Now we're rolling.
Wait, we could partner with a plastic surgeon, and he
If you're suggesting sewing up their butts, you're fired.
Just the top 3 inches, sir.
You're fired.
How about a t-shirt with 3 extra inches? You know, so it stays tucked in?
Genius! Better than that sewing up the butt idea, huh? Are you still here?
No, I'm not.
Good!
The Long Tail Tee from Duluth Trading. Stays tucked in. Plumber's butt fixed. Get yours at one place. DuluthTrading.com. Or we could sing it for you.
DuluthTrading.com.
How would a President Romney handle Iran? What would a President Kane do about Syria? And how about a President Gingrich on the Taliban? We'll find out tonight when the Republicans running for president debate again.
Tonight's debate is hosted by two political think tanks, the American Enterprise Institute and the Heritage Foundation, broadcast on CNN. The topic, foreign policy and national security. Texas Governor Rick Perry got a warm-up last night talking about foreign policy issues on Fox News.
We need to sit down as a country and have a conversation about, is the continued funding of the United Nations in the best interest of America.
Now, think tanks often have close ties to candidates, but Heritage says they won't show favoritism because they're close to all the candidates. AEI says they won't either because their scholars working on candidates' campaigns are kept apart from those participating in the debate. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
Tents are back up at the University of California, Davis, but UC officials aren't saying if the students will be allowed to camp overnight, days after police pepper-sprayed protesters who were seated.
It was excruciatingly painful. I couldn't see. I was disoriented.
Now the officers and the campus police chief are on leave. A Maryland store robbed by a mob.
Dozens of teenagers are seen in the security video pouring into a 7-Eleven in Silver Spring, Maryland, and stealing everything they could get.
It's just another kick for the next generation for us to worry about.
He's a customer at the store. Police won't call it a flash mob, saying it wasn't organized through social media, but instead at a birthday party.
Parents just don't show up, man. They just
don't help the kids. You know, it's a lack of respect. That's what it really is.
Police want the public to look at the video to help them find the suspects. Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
They're back on Earth.
The Soyuz TMA.
NASA TV is American Mike Fossum and two cosmonauts returned from the International Space Station. Meanwhile, a Russian space probe launched 2 weeks ago to go to one of Mars's moons won't get there. Its engines never fired once reaching preliminary orbit, and engineers have lost contact. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm with Free Fire Media and Carl in the Bot. 8:05 on November the 22nd. It is the holiday week, Bad Bob. Thanksgiving week. Are you going anywhere?
Actually, we're going up to see the in-laws up in Grants Pass. Well, it's complicated, but we have relatives up in Grants Pass. You know, these days it's hard to tell the relatives without, you know, your playbook.
Well, especially
who's
some,
who, cousins and whatnot.
Well, yeah, you know, especially if you're in some parts of the, you know, of Northern California when everybody's related. You know, I understand in Arkansas they've actually closed down one of the major roads there because of flooding. And so that's, they're saying it's not going to be open before Thanksgiving, so that's going to be a problem. Today the weather is rainy. The weather rock is wet. It's 49 degrees. It's going to be raining here for the next couple of days, it looks like. 40% chance of showers. Well, you know, you can make that up to 100% for today. Tonight, 30% chance of showers. Wednesday, more chances of rain with a high near 52. It looks like Wednesday night is going to be a rainy night, and Thanksgiving rain likely. So this is a good week. I mean, if you're going to travel, give yourself plenty of time. And if you're flying some other places, that the storms are going across the country, so you might want to make sure that you have given yourself plenty of time to get to the airport, go through the pat downs, the taking off your shoes, taking off your belts, some guy you don't even know rubbing your body before you get on the plane for some reason, we're not sure for that. Other things going on. Before we get to our guest who's in the studio here, Ted Lighty, we're going to be talking about, you know, a lot of people have got a lot of misconceptions about concealed carry. What exactly does that mean? Well, concealed carry is just what it says, is you're carrying a weapon with permission of the government. This isn't something you just, hey, I'm just going to take a pistol and stick it in my pocket, and now I'm carrying concealed. Well, you are, but if you are, you're then a lawbreaker. We're going to talk about concealed carry classes. We're going to talk about the Second Amendment and what's going on in the United States right now to either enhance that or inhibit that, your ability to do that. But we're also going to talk about a lot of misconceptions that people have because they're carrying a weapon. But first of all, we're going to go to Wells Fargo, to Josh Wiley, and our Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, Wall Street is searching for direction out of the gate. Investors digested a disappointing reading on economic growth and European debt woes. Currently, the Dow's down 82 points at 11,465, while the Nasdaq's down 18 at 2,504, and the S&P 500's down 8 at 1,184. Oil's up $1.42 a barrel at 98.34, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.94%. Gold's up $23.70 this morning at 1,702, while silver's up $1.28 at $32.47 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Pfizer's down 2 pennies at $18.93. ExxonMobil's down 47 cents at $76.42, while McDonald's is up 21 cents at $92.50. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. You know what? We have the Wells Fargo Advisors with us at 710, 810, 905, and again in the afternoon.
I like how you're
giving us the
update.
Latest on the market. And you know what? It's it's always good. You know, and gold and silver up, which means Patriot Gold and Silver, head on down there.
Yeah.
And talk to Jake Ryan because like he's going to give you a deal.
All right. It's like Josh has got to call in a game. And $1.42.
Yeah.
Love
and
it.
McDonald's is up. Does that tell us anything? Okay. Really? We're going to take a quick break here. Carl Lindabad, our guest Ted Lighty, NRA instructor, concealed carry instructor. We're going to be talking about the misconceptions of carrying a weapon, the laws that can affect you or that do affect you, and the laws that could affect you. This is Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio, 8:10 in the morning, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Send lawyers, guns, and money. Dad, get me out of this. Ha!
The only diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. Celebrate Christmas this year with diamonds from the Gold Mart. Free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Support our local veterans by making your donation this month during RABA's second annual Salute to North State Veterans. Many are in need of transportation to and from work, home, support, and medical services. With your kind donation, RABA can provide passes making our veterans' lives easier. Please call 906-6312 or stop by the Gold Mart located in the Town and Country Shopping Center to make your donation. For every dollar raised, RABA will provide a free bus pass to a local veteran. Call 906-6312 or stop by the Gold Mart today and say thank you to our vets.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. Celebrate Christmas this year with diamonds from the Gold Mart. Free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and the Bot, 530-605-4567 is our number. And we're chatting and streaming on KCNR1460.com. Just hop into the chat room, as many have. Clam Juice and Indie Guy and Angel. Sunny. Bye, Sunny. You're getting ready to head someplace. Boo's there. It's 8:11 in the morning. It's 49 degrees. It's raining outside. You know, community radio, okay? We talk about what's going on with the super committee, is failing. And, a big thing here in the chat room is, it's why is it failing? Why can't they get it together? Why isn't Obama leaning into this? Ron Paul has got the ideas and to do it, because some people that are strong for Ron Paul saying, I think it comes down to the fact is that the two parties need to get together and actually put America first instead of their the people that are bankrolling them, some kind of partisanship that's not going to do anything except destroy our country. Then we talked about the Cascade. We talked about then Dancing with the Stars and why J.R. Martinez, who is a wounded Iraqi veteran, has, kind of taken the country by storm. The guy that's coming out here, severely wounded in the sense that he's burnt. The IED went up in his face. Years gone, he's scarred, but he has put himself out in front. He's got a great smile, a great attitude, and he can dance.
And by the way, we did get an email from a listener, Barbara. Thank you so much. She said that he was chosen as the Grand Marshal for the Rose Bowl Parade.
Well, yeah, you know what? Here's a guy, again, we put it out, the fact that, here's a guy that has overcome adversity. He could have easily taken a step back. And here's our country. We're facing adversity, and we need to take steps forward, and we're taking steps back. We're abdicating it. Oh, well, the super committee will do it. Well, the super committee couldn't do it. So now automatically it happens. It's like you can't take that decision to make the tough decisions. You can't get it together. And frankly, I'm appalled, and no wonder that our Congress has a 2% or 12% rating, approval rating. I think 12% is way too high. And frankly, Obama having a 40% or 42% opinion of approval. What are people thinking of here? But again, that's just, I hopefully would have that same feeling if you had Bush in there and we were doing the same kind of crap, So we were talking about that. And then we went into something like Cascade Christmas.
That's a community involved.
Which is a tradition, a community event put on by the community.
Nobody gets, it's not like the actors get paid.
Yeah, there's no money there. They're giving.
And even if they did.
They're giving. They're providing a legacy, a tradition to our community.
We were talking out in the lobby just before we came on the air that, that they have a matinee and an evening performance. Do you have any idea how huge that is? 2 o'clock and then 7 o'clock. So you're all day. all day singing and dancing, taking a break, singing and dancing. It is, that's an 8 or 10 hour day. So, and all the families, how this like pours out into the community. It's not just a person. We know, like with this station or any business, but it's not who, it's not about you. It's about you're only as good as your group. So we as the community really need to support the Cascade Christmas, and that was interesting, along with the lines of what you were saying.
And then now we're going into our guest, Ted Leidy. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
And Ted is a retired Command Sergeant Major of the United States Army.
Hello.
Thank you for your service, sir.
Thank you very much for your service. But he's also an NRA instructor and
teaches.
Thank you.
Yeah, you've spoken at several of the veterans events, and teaches marksmanship and safe gun or safe weapon handling here. But one of the things you teach is a concealed carry class.
Absolutely. And before we go down that road, I would like to chime in on the J.R. Martinez piece. What an incredible story. And I heard you say when I was on the way in that you had actually called up and voted.
You know, I've never done that before in my life, and we'll probably never do it again. But on this kid, I cannot see a nobody like a guy named Carsadian or whatever it is. Kardashian.
That.
Well, no, I guess I can say that. I can absolutely say that. This guy Kardashian. I couldn't stand to think of the fact that this guy.
He's worked hard, though. So I have to say that he's worked hard as a dancer. He has improved. And that's what the competition's about.
I cannot stand to think of somebody named Kardashian actually winning this over J.R. Martinez.
Okay.
Well, here's how I feel about it. I can't stand the coverage on a Good Morning America, so I always change to Fox News when it comes on. I just don't watch it. I'm not interested in it at all until I saw that story. And Lisa and I were sitting there on the couch, and she said, you know, that is so sad. I said, no, it's not. That's triumphant to me.
It is triumphant.
That may make me watch it. That may make me get involved. And who knows, maybe I'll vote. I'll have to get the number from you,
Carl. Well, it's too late. That was the last night.
Tonight we find out who the winner is.
I voted for you.
Okay, thank you very much. That tells you how much I know about it.
Well, you know, but the thing about it is...
I was watching Monday Night Football, I guess.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, again, we're talking about a triumph. You're right. It is
triumph.
It's a triumph over adversity. A man who's been severely wounded, who has come back, and he has never stopped trying. And he tries to get himself... And he was injured during the when they were dancing. This is pretty... there's a lot of athletic moves, and he injured his ankle during the dancing, and so you see a lot of them. These people are taking cortisone shots in their legs and their knees and their shoulders to dance, which, by the way, even in Dancing with the Stars North County style was done. We knew a couple people that took shots, and just to, you know, to ease the pain.
It's like you don't run the marathon all of a sudden, and that's what this becomes.
Is.
It's like running a bus and being a dancer and doing these lifts and having to pick and jump up and down and do these. You know, people work a lifetime in order to develop these muscles, and all of a sudden you put these people out there that have never danced to go and do 3 dances in a night and the preparation for it. It's really taxing on the body, and you hear people, they break down. Even last night, JR's partner, he had to calm her because there was a moment that she was doing she choreographed unbelievable lifts that were dangerous. She said, if I make one wrong move, it could be
disastrous.
Excuse me.
Catastrophic.
Thank you, Bob. A catastrophe. There we go. So anyway, he was calming her. So that was the beautiful thing of that. Okay.
All right. Calm down.
Go Marines.
He's a soldier. Oh. So he's like, I mean, but he's a warrior. He's a warrior. Okay.
Oh, he's not a Marine?
No, that's okay.
He's U.S. Army soldier?
He's a soldier.
I guess
soldier.
I should have known. Dang, I'm sorry I made that mistake. Someone told me he's a Marine.
Well, it's funny. You know, he had all those qualities of a Marine.
Yeah, yes, he did.
Okay. Hey, all right, Ted. You teach, we've had people in here making comments about CCW and in the chat room, and people are taking CCW, and we're going to talk about the numbers, how many CCW permits in Shasta County. I have a pretty good number on that because I always ask the sheriff when he comes in. We'll talk about that. But you teach concealed carry.
Absolutely.
Do you how long do the classes last?
Our classes last about 14 hours in their entirety. We teach from 8 to 5 on Saturday and then we teach from about 8 to noon on Sunday. Sometimes we have so many students that we have to break them up into two flights.
Okay.
And so we never want to get more than 10 students on the range at a time. I have four instructors, so I want to keep the instructor-student ratio as low as I possibly can. So we'll break them up into two flights. And they're usually done about between 3 and 4 hours on Sunday.
Okay. Now, to get a concealed carry permit, you need to take the class. You need to have a background investigation, which you have to pay for, which is fingerprints and all that. They run it through the national crime.
Yes. Yes. Once you acquire a certificate of training from NorCal Firearms Instruction at Bastiani Arms, you go ahead and apply to the sheriff. And the sheriff, the service officer at the sheriff, Sean Paisley, will interview you.
And that is something. You just don't automatically just get it. Somebody has to talk to you.
We're going to have to take a break. And coming back, we have a question from the chat room.
Okay, we'll take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll finish up on how to get that CCW and then questions from the chat room. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
And the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco and Brew?
Tobacco and Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petit Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petit Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco and Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 Toast Across America Cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Celebrate the holidays at the Riverfront Playhouse with the classic Christmas play, It's a Wonderful Life. This faithful adaptation has all your favorite characters, George and Mary Bailey, Clarence, Uncle Billy, Violet, and of course, the Scrooge-like villain, Mr. Potter. Opens November 19th and runs through December 17th. Shows are Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Please note our new ticket outlet is the Cascade Theater. Tickets can be purchased at the Cascade Theater box office on Market Street in Reading or online at cascadetheater.org or riverfrontplayhouse.net.
Here's a bell. Teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 825 in the morning on November the 22nd, 49 degrees. It's raining outside. Our guest is Ted Leidy. We're talking concealed carry. Okay, let's go back over again. Because you want a concealed carry doesn't mean that's an automatic one. So you, one, you have to take a class, 14 hours, and that tells, of course, we're going to get into that class. After the class, you go through the NCIC with a fingerprint background check. And even then, you know, so that has to come back clean. And then when that comes back, then you have, at the same time, you do an interview with a service officer from the Sheriff's Department.
Yeah, very, very, very close. The service officer does the interview first.
Oh, okay. You're right.
Great guy.
Uh-huh.
And here's the good thing about Shasta County, unlike other counties, is if you're not going to pass the interview with him, he's not going to force you to pay the money for your permit.
Okay.
Whereas Butte County and some others, not to say anything bad about them, you apply first, then you come in and do the interview with the service officer. And if you don't pass that interview with the service officer, then, of course,
you've wasted
your $155.
Oh, $155.
Right.
Okay.
So you sit down with an interview. Once you pass that interview, then you get up and they do the life scan and they do the fingerprinting that goes to the NCIC. Once you come back past, then they just send you your permit in the mail because you've already filled it out. They've got your thumbprint. They've got your firearms listed on your CCW.
Right.
And then you get it in the mail probably 2 or 3 weeks later. I had a student finish the class on Sunday. She went in yesterday and has her application and interview date for December 5th.
That's good then.
She can expect to get it by the end of the year.
Well, you know, here's the thing is that when you go through this, and this interview is a pretty extensive interview.
It is very extensive.
And when you start talking to the guy, you think, okay, you know. But he starts getting back into things. I mean, he's not going to get into when you were a child, you know. Yep. And I had a dog named Boo. My apologies, Boo. But I had my dog named Boo. But he does ask you questions. He wants to know why you want to have it. He wants to, besides the fact that you have the right to have it, I mean, he wants to know a little bit about you. So you're just not passing so that you need a human interface here.
Absolutely. And he is very fair, but he's also very subjective. Realize that the sheriff has entrusted with him making that decision on who carries and who does not. And,
that's right.
And you cannot take that lightly. For instance, one of the questions I get the most when I'm teaching is the Prop 215 medical marijuana users. And, of course, if you're a Prop 215 medical marijuana user or any other type of drug user, the sheriff is not going to allow you to carry a firearm concealed. Not that he has anything against you personally, but that's a lot of liability for a county to go ahead and start permitting folks to carry concealed when they are on chronic pain medication. And that's all that's about.
Well, it is. And plus the fact, you know, and it's like you cannot buy a weapon. If you answer that question in the affirmative, are you a marijuana user?
Federal law.
It's a federal law. And whether you agree with it or not, and we're not even going to get into that
no,
one.
No.
But the fact is that that's the way the federal government's playing it, and nobody's going to try to lose, take the chance of losing their firearms license or anything else or their instructor's license by going on with this, or the sheriff by issuing.
Absolutely. And he tells you before he approves you that you can lose this permit with any infraction of the law. They can suspend it indefinitely. They can suspend it for 30 days. They can suspend it at their will. So it really is a privilege and not a right to carry. Now, it is a right to protect yourself with a firearm, but it is a privilege in this county to carry just like every other county.
Well, and if you look at California, and by the way, a question in here was they heard 2,500. When Sheriff Basinko was in here last time, I think this question came up. I think it's closer to 3,600 concealed carry, which is 3,598 more than they issue in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and San Diego combined.
Absolutely.
I have a question for you, Ted. We were talking about infractions and the fact that you could lose your privilege to carry. If one was drinking, let's say, again, you got your two. You think you're drinking two glasses of wine. Somebody got pulled over and they got that DUI. Does that mean you're done?
Automatic. Actually, the sheriff mandates that you not drink at all while you're carrying a firearm.
That's
if
right.
You if blow any .01 or above, you're going to lose your CCW privilege. And guess what? That's the way it should be.
You know, here's the thing.
That's a good thing to drive home right now.
Oh, it is. And if you go to a, you can go into a restaurant that serves booze. But it's if you just go strictly into a bar, I don't think you're supposed to be carrying when you walk into a bar.
No, you cannot carry where the main income is alcohol sales,
right,
or the preponderance of their income is alcohol sales. And let me tell you, especially this time of year, it does make a difference. I carry every single day, and I will tell you, I stop in my doorway and think about it for about 5 minutes, take it off, and go put it in my, you know, go put it in my safe, because the simple fact of the matter is, I want to have a cocktail, and if I do, I'm not allowed to carry a firearm.
Well, that's it. Even if you're, but even if you go into a nice restaurant and you're going to have, yeah, and if you're going to have a glass of wine, I take mine.
Take it off.
I take it off and I lock it up.
You could put a knife in your boot.
No,
no,
you can't put
no,
a knife
you
in
can't.
Your boot. There's no concealed carry of knives in the state.
No. No.
Really?
No.
Okay,
or billy clubs,
well, I just, you know,
brass knuckles, or any of the other things you might be a fan
many
of.
Movies.
Okay.
No, no.
Okay, we're going to take 30 seconds. We're going to come back. There's a lot of other questions we want to get into about concealed carry and the myths of it. You know, do you have to, if you shoot somebody in your yard, do you have to drag them in your house? First of all, why are you shooting somebody in your yard anyway? That's the big question. But we come back, we're going to be talking again with Ted Leidy about this. And we got a couple other things we're going to be talking about. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Hey, miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Three American students are in custody in Egypt. They were among the thousands in Cairo's Tahrir Square protesting the rule of the new military government.
Egyptian forces claim that these Americans were throwing firebombs and goading the protesters against police. They attend Drexel, Indiana, and Georgetown University. Derek Sweeney, Gregory Porter, and Luke Gates. We believe they have not had communications with their family or even an attorney.
Fox's Rena Ninen monitoring in Jerusalem. Military leaders say they have agreed to turn the government over to civilians by next July. Elections in Egypt are scheduled for Monday. We might hear President Obama talk more about yesterday's announcement that the Congressional Super Committee failed in its debt-cutting mission. The president speaks shortly in New Hampshire to promote his American Jobs Act. He's appearing at Central High School in Manchester. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host, Judy Maxwell, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smoot.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
Furniture for life, Kubler's Furniture.
It's No November at Kubler's Furniture. Buy now and pay later with no down and no interest until February 2013 OAC. Find name brands like Broyhill or new mattress sets from Tempur-Pedic. Get your house ready for the holiday and save. Spend $999 or more and save an additional 5% when you haul and 5% for cash. And spend $999 on a dining table and chairs and receive a free rug. Spend $2,500 or more and save an additional 5% on already low prices. Guests en route for the holidays? How about a queen bed with upholstered headboard for just $298. You need new furniture, and now you can get gorgeous furniture with the No No November sale at Kubler's Furniture. No doubt, no interest until February 2013. That's No No November.
Kubler's Furniture. Furniture for
the No No November sale is going on now at Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery, 1894 Churn Creek Road in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sale. See store for details.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm with Free Fire Media and Carl on the Bod. It is 8:35 in the morning, November the 22nd. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And, of course, we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Hey, I took that pause, Bad Bob, for that dramatic effect, and I'd run out of breath anyway.
Yeah, and you weren't just trying to call it up out of memory.
No, I just had run out of breath at that point, you know. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop, you know, great place to get your haircut, great prices, discounts for veterans. DC and Tim are just, you know, they support the community. Take a step back in time. I mean, literally, just walk back, step in there. Great magazines, Guns and Ammo, American Rifleman, National Geographic, Man's Last Stronghold. What can I say? That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Our guest, Ted Leidy, who is a instructor for the NRA and teaches concealed carry classes over at Bastiani Arms. We talked about you can't have a boot knife. We talked about what it took to go through, you know, to receive a concealed carry. And yes, it is, you're right, my friend. A lot of people in here arguing about this in the chat room are saying it is. You have the right under the Second Amendment to have weapons, but to carry a concealed weapon is a privilege granted you by the government.
Absolutely.
Whether we like it or not, but that's just the way it is.
Well, and really that came about in the McDonald versus Chicago case in 2010, where the Supreme Court incorporated that as one of your basic freedoms is to defend yourself with a firearm. Unfortunately, or fortunately, either way you look at it, they left a lot of room for regulation in the different jurisdictions across the nation. So it's still a privilege to carry on your person all the time, but it is a right on your own private property, business, campsite, etc., to defend yourself with a firearm if, of course, you need to.
Okay, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the use of deadly force, because there's just so many questions about that. Having a weapon and being able to carry a weapon and being able to use it, well, first of all, I would say probably 98% of the people that carry a weapon have taken a concealed carry class. Of course, everybody's taken a concealed carry class, but that's probably the last bit of instruction they've had.
Well, the sheriff has got the system set up so you're in front of an instructor every 2 years. So you take the class, and then within 60 days, you have to have your application submitted so that within, say, 30 or 45 days after that, you are a permitted carrier. Now, within 24 months after that, they want you to sit down in front of another instructor, get a safety review and a law update. So every 24 months, the training is going on for these permitted carriers, which you said there was, you know, 35 or 3,600 of. If you do the quick math in Shasta County, that's about 3% of the adults in the county. I used to think it was 2%, but seeing how you told me today that
the sheriff said it was around 3,600.
So that's quite a few.
What are some of the misconceptions or myths when it has to do with the use of deadly force?
Well, one of the most famous myths that I'm always debunking in my class is the fact that if you shoot them in your yard, you got to drag them in the house. Okay, that is not true. As a matter of fact, if you want to go to jail, go ahead and disturb that crime scene or possible crime scene. You are authorized to use a deadly force in or out of your house. If your life or you're getting ready to be assaulted inside your house or outside your house, it doesn't matter. You're authorized the use of deadly force if your assailant has the ability, the opportunity, and the intent to commit a forcible life-threatening crime upon your person or somebody else. The problem with it is inside the house is what they call a presumed innocence crime. So if somebody forcibly enters your home and they are unknown to you, so they're a stranger and they enter your home forcibly, much like the lady. That's right. South of town or south of
right,
the city
earlier.
That's right.
Who the guy was trying to break into her home.
The use of deadly force in that instance is more or less going to be looked at as authorized. And I say more or less because it can always be gray.
Yeah, in this case, she had tried to warn him away, had shot twice. He had left and then come back again. And this time she shot a little bit closer to the mark.
Absolutely.
And killed him.
And, you know, that was almost, and I hate to use the term because it's cliche, but that was almost an open and shut case of the use of deadly force. He definitely had the ability. He definitely had the opportunity. And he obviously had proven the intent by trying to break into her home again. The district attorney took a look at it and said, you know what? I don't think I'll get a jury to convict her anyway if I wanted to. Not that he would, but if remember, the jury decides if the use of deadly force is authorized.
Even if he had just... I mean, first of all, it would have cost him the next election, even if people had to wait.
That's right.
On something like that.
That's right.
You know, a woman defending herself, and let's just face it, a woman defending herself has already got, on her side the fact that she's, you know, her fear for her life is, say, more than you are. You're 6'4 and a battle-hardened veteran, that somebody comes at you that's 5'6 and wants just to whip on you.
That's right. That's right. Besides that, women just don't go around shooting people like men do. I'm sorry. That's the way it goes.
Well, I will say that I took my renewal class from Ted Leidy. I just want to share that with our listeners, and that it was at Bastiani Arms. They've got a great room in the back. You give a great class.
Thank you.
Held my interest, and I have a, I can say I'm one of those that has to move around a lot. I wasn't a good student, and I could really concentrate. So you kept it entertaining. You kept it informative. And, I really liked your class. And on that note, we're going to take a break here. KCNR 1460, we're talking about concealed. If you want to talk to the expert, do give us a call, 605-4567. Ted Leidy's here. And we're talking about concealed carry. We'll be right back.
Without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I was wrong. And I learned how to get along.
Wind River Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving dinner buffet on Thursday, November 24th from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. Let us do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Menu includes chef-carved breast of turkey, baked ham, steamed clams, and roasted salmon with an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults $18.95, children $7.95, children under 5 eat free. Reservations are preferred. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
The perfect setting, the perfect day, the day you've dreamed of your whole life. It's your wedding day. Start with the perfect setting and let JBL Ranch make your perfect day complete at their new wedding and event destination in Cottonwood. Nestled among towering oak trees and green pastures sits JBL Ranch. JBL Ranch has a beautiful private venue and a beautiful setting for your special day. Be it your dream wedding, a family reunion, or corporate event. Large rolling lawns and a patio area for dining and dancing, all surrounded by mountain views, make it a picturesque venue for your celebration. JBL Ranch is just a short drive from I-5 off Bowen Road in Cottonwood. JBL Ranch has a private entrance for your event guests and plenty of parking. JBL will also help you find wedding coordinators, caterers, photographers, and more. Contact JBL Ranch and come tour the new event destination in Cottonwood. Call 347-3195. That's 347-3195. Or go online to thejblranch.com. Look for the JBL Ranch booth at upcoming wedding shows.
Hi, I'm Judy Maxwell, owner of Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I've been privileged to work with many residents of the North State to provide insurance for their homes, vehicles, life, and businesses, as well as being a financial advisor. I've met many talented business people and wonderful families over the past 18 years, and I must say it's the part of my job I love the most. And I'd love to meet you, too. And if you've got questions about insurance or retirement or investments, that's just a great excuse for us to get together. Just call my office and set up an appointment at 221-0441. And also, I'd like to invite you to join me on the radio on Sunday mornings as the co-host on the Don Shulman Show, where we'll be discussing everything from money to sports, important topics like for brides and seniors and more. And for me, it's just another excuse to talk. Join us right here on KCNR 1460 AM, Sundays from 11 to 1.
Investment products and advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Rebel souls. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Oh, Bad Bob and his bump music there. 8:44 in the morning, November the 22nd. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest walk-in cigar humidor in the state. They've got cigars on sale that are there to help, children that are homeless. There are special cigars for sale. They also, of course, Espresso Joe's, which is just the place to go to when you need that special latte. Okay, let's go to the phones. Mike, good morning. You are on KCNR 1460.
Hey, good morning. This is a cordial invite for Carl, Linda, and Ted. I'm the criminal justice director at IoT College here in town. And we have one of the few, there's five in the state of California. They're called the Virtua 300. It's a state-of-the-art shooting simulator. It's a forced option shooting simulator that police and sheriff's departments don't even have access to. And basically what it does is once the person learns basic gun safety, they're put into a variety of situations, forced option situations, where they have to learn to use lethal force or non-lethal force. When to talk to somebody or when it's proper to pull the gun and actually have to use it. And it's truly a unique training tool where you can make the mistakes while you're on the stage, and then we can pull the student back, talk about the mistakes that were made, and then make readjustments, and we can actually change up the scenarios as we go. And we'd like to actually invite you to come at any time and check it out. It's high definition. It's surround sound, and it's something like you've never seen before.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to accept that.
Absolutely.
And, Mike, and we're going to, right after the show, we're going to give you a call, and you're down at IoT?
We're at 1675 Hilltop, right behind Chevy's.
Yeah, sure.
And
it was originally developed for the Israeli Mossad, and then from there it was developed for the military, our military, when they started urban warfare, and then they developed all the software for police departments to use everything from vehicle stops to robberies and liquor stores to people breaking into homes, and we have it in Spanish and English as well.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to go down there and give it a shot, and come back and we can talk about this, because this, you know, any time that you're going to any amount of training you can that will help you make those split second decisions in life and death situations is something that we're all for. So thank you so much, for the offer and for listening.
Oh, absolutely. And please call us, and as soon as I get off the air with you, I'll give you our number, and you can call me directly.
Okay. All right, Mike. And
Mike.
Yeah, just hang on for a second, and Bob will get on there with you and get your phone number. Okay. Well, that's something. You know what? You know, a simulator. Which leads us to something else we're talking about here. And we were going to do this at some later date, but we can just do it right now. The carrying a concealed weapon is a privilege, and carrying it the biggest thing about it is safety and being able to use it proficiently. So when you go through a concealed carry class, you have your 14 hours, and what it does, it teaches you the law, and it teaches you you should have a familiarity already with weapons. But it also then teaches you to shoot, but it doesn't teach you to really handle your weapon, present the weapon, and offer that, and have that ability. That is something you've got to work at. You've got to practice. And there's really few classes or few places that offer that, or people that do that. So, Ted, tell us about this class that you've got coming up here early next year.
Well, first off, we go back to the basic CCW. The basic CCW is designed for either a new pistol shooter or an experienced pistol shooter. So we start every class with NRA basic pistol. But, Carl, you and I have been talking quite a bit about putting together a curriculum for an advanced class. We started at the very beginning of this year. We have the curriculum together. You and I consulted together on it, and on the 28th and 29th of January in 2012, we're going to present our first ever advanced pistol craft class, you and I together, at Bastiani Arms and the Reading Gun Club.
That's correct.
Does that mean like rolling around and shooting upside down and stuff like that?
A lot of that, yes.
What it means is we're going to offer
no knives allowed.
Two days of of Advanced Pistol where people can, I guess this is an ad here, but what it is we're going to only offer it to 10 people. They've already got a concealed carry. You've got to go through a pre-course to show us that you can handle a weapon. And what this just is we were talking about it, is that there's no classes like this out there that takes people, that takes people to the next stage of being able just to present, to get you, I know this sounds funny, but to be able to pull the weapon from a holster and present it if you're wearing a jacket or from your purse and this. And
in a moment of adrenaline.
Adrenaline
pumping through your body.
When you're under stress. So we're gonna offer this class, and there's gonna be more. This is kind of a early introduction to it, that we're talking about it, because we felt like this is a class that is needed, and the cost is really for the class is practically minimal, because you're going to get a number of different things that go along with it. But the idea is, if you're going to carry a weapon, is that you should have as much training as you possibly can. That's what I see. I see people carrying, or I know people are carrying, I'm wondering when's the last time they pulled that weapon, or if they ever pulled that weapon from and presented that weapon in any type of situation. Plus, to go into the different, reloading under stress, backing away when not to draw the weapon. That's the other big thing, too.
Well, absolutely. And we are going to... some of the things that are built into the curriculum are a renewal course. So if you need a renewal, that's a good place to go get it, our advanced pistol class. Also, we are going to teach the Florida 31-state CCW non-resident course. So if you complete the course, you will also be qualified to carry in 31 states. All you have to do is apply to the state of Florida. It'll be $117 for 7 years. You apply, and you will be authorized to carry in 31 states at that time. We are also going to teach presentation for the holster, which is a big deal. Everybody that attends a class will have to have an outside-the-waistband, strong-side hip holster, and two magazines, preferably a magazine carrier, so you have some place to carry them. You will be required to qualify the Sunday prior to the course at our qualification course to make sure that you're ready to take an advanced pistol course.
So we make sure that your equipment is the equipment is there, the equipment works, and that you actually know what you're doing on this.
And emotional equipment, too.
Well, yeah, and it doesn't mean that you have to be able to put 10 rounds standing upside down into the target. It just means that you have to be sufficiently capable of handling the weapon so that you're safe when we go on. Now, we got to take a break here. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about it, and we're going to finish up with a couple other things here, Ted. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, 8:51 in the morning. We've already got people signing up on it right here in the chat pack.
We have some questions from the chat pack, too, we'll get to when we get back.
Miss a day, miss a lot.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take the unused cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Hazardous Waste Facility. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201. And enjoy that turkey.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank Advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM. Well, I
won't. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. And again, we're running out of time. Maybe we should. Okay, we won't take over Dennis's show here. 8:55 in the morning. Carl Lindebot, our guest Ted Leidy, and our instructor. We were just talking about concealed carry, which is what he teaches, an advanced class, which we're going to offer here in the in January, but. Girls with guns. You just had a class for women.
Yes, we do a ladies-only class every quarter. We did this one on the 22nd and 23rd of October, 15 ladies. And they are good shots. They can shoot. They bring something else to the class that we don't usually get. Bastiani can hear them laughing and having a good time through his wall. He said, I know you're having a ladies-only class over here because they're having such a good time. It's not so serious for them.
Well, I know. You know, guys are saying, okay, this is pretty serious. And the girls are going, I want a pink gun. I want a pink gun.
That's right. That's exactly. I love it.
Well, and I don't mean that, saying
all,
that.
They all shoot the same. It's it's how it's outfitted. We had a question I think is really important, Carl, okay. And that is when has a right considered to be a privilege?
Well, the fact of the matter is, it was never a right to carry concealed. It's always been a privilege. If you go back to when we were incepted as a country, when you rode into town, any town that you rode into, there was a set of rules right there that said, check your pistol at the sheriff's department, or you can't carry it into the saloon, or whatever. They had to make their own rules up on concealed carry as they went. It was never a right that you got to carry wherever you went. Just because some people got to in some of these Wild West towns, no, they had rules and they had laws against it. It is a privilege just like driving a car. You're not going to tell me that you have the right to drive a 4,000-pound vehicle that can do 100 miles an hour down the road and can really kill or injure somebody. You have to go take a test. You have to pay the money, and you enjoy that as a privilege. And if you take advantage of it, of that, or you don't act responsibly, they'll take it away from you. Same thing with the concealed carry. There's no difference there.
In fact, we've had we had somebody call in that said, hey, look, when we had Sheriff Basenko and we first had the open the station, which is getting ready to be our birthday here in December, here in a couple of weeks, was that he had his concealed carry pulled because it had altercations with his neighbors.
Yep.
And, you know, and here's the thing about it is that the ones they've had problems with, I mean, the people that have a concealed carry, there's never been any severe problems with this in the county. From what I understand, the only thing that's happened is a couple of DUIs or some DUIs, and then they pull their license. But there's never been violence, associated with it. So, we got like 2 minutes left. Ted, how long does it take to become an NRA instructor?
It took us about 3 or 4 months. We were making trips to the Bay Area every weekend. Uh-huh. We have an NRA coach, a female coach, that works in the Bay Area, and she charged us to go down there and spend time with her 2 days at a time because, of course, we both work during the week. And it took us about 3 or 4 months of just about every weekend or every other weekend to go through all the NRA certifications and instruction to become instructors. And it's kind of a feather in your hat as far as instruction goes. We are proud to be NRA certified instructors, and we put up with a lot of rules to be NRA certified instructors.
Same thing is with any time you get into like an organization where you're teaching people things that can cause death and destruction. There.
Yeah, they mandate the targets we use. They mandate the rounds we shoot. You know.
Okay.
Tomorrow's open line, and we do have at 7:30. We do have a kind of a surprise visitor with something really interesting. It's going to be an inspirational story about how somebody also faced a terrible blow to their life and came back. It's really an inspirational story, and they'll be our guest tomorrow at 7:30.
And tomorrow's
open line.
Yeah, well, tomorrow's day right before Thanksgiving, so we're going to we're going to do some catching up here on stuff. Ted, we're really glad that you came by here today, and. You're going to be seeing a lot more about the class here. What's your website?
You can visit us at norcalfi.com, or you can like us on Facebook at NorCal Firearms Instruction.
Okay, NorCal Firearms Instruction on Facebook. Carl and the Bot. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to Casey and I.